puzzle?
It's David Astle's summer puzzle.
Well, we've had one little clue already, David. Good morning.
I hear that. Hi, Jonathan.
And should we play that clue again just to refresh everybody's memory?
That.
It was a cryptic clue to a news event from September.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be.
Well, congratulations to Mary Sully on the SMS service, who was first in with the answer.
And Mary's answer?
Scottish referendum.
Congratulations, Mary.
Cheers.
You recognise that coin toss, too, from On the Contrary.
Well, it is a Sunday extra favourite for students of the form.
We're all into recycling here. That's the game. That is the game. I will play you a montage of song and sound that alludes to a news story in the year that's almost just been, and see how many you can you can unravel.
Let's go.
Okay, well, the example that we'll start with, let's just hear that and see how you go with the example. I should have told you that's a news story from April. Any luck with that?
Well, red, red wine, mm-hmm. That immediately made me think of, the New South Wales Premier.
Yeah, that's right, with Barry.
Ex-Premier
with Barry White, being the Barry clue.
There you go.
So Barry
O'Farrell. That's how the cryptic thing works. There's a little bit in each bit that helps you with the totality.
Now, we've heard the Scottish referendum, so let's try a new one. Mm-hmm. Again, a fusion of sounds, and I should apologise in advance that you may need to hang on to your muesli with this one, a little bit jarring in sound.
Yes, it should have been reasonable to give a Miley Cyrus alert at the beginning of this hour of broadcasting in case everybody wanted to leave the state.
Now, a story from
Our
October.
House wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
Our house wrecking. A house being demolished. No, you stumped me.
A house that was almost demolished. In fact, there was a stay of proceedings that was clapped on the house at the 11th hour, and that was Gough Whitlam's house in Gara.
Why is that our house?
Well, our house,
his
I suppose.
House.
Well, he was our leader, was he not? Come on, John. I couldn't find Gough's house.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that wasn't released yet. But this one is even more cryptic. But I should give you a date this time and help everyone. It is from a triple treat. It's three sounds put together, and it's a story from February 22, which may seem a long time ago, but it was a very big story.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds
That's rather nice.
Have you got a handle on that?
Well, the first sound we heard, that was the ukulele.
Yes.
And then we sort of heard raindrops on a roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the way your mind works, Astle.
How's that, Green?
I put that together and I get Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Hurrah!
And... Of course.
Well, it's fairly that was a bit self-evident. Revolution.
So well done.
There you go.
That's good. Do you? I'm hoping that everyone else is starting to work out how these work too.
Well, that's rather nice.
I think we've got time for one more example, and then the doozy, which is an audio.
Go.
So this one is a news story from more recent times, November 29, a state-based story.
Lately, I'm a
blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for
that's very good.
Well, you need to know a bit of music trivia here with that first one.
Well, you do. That's you shouldn't think Silverchair. You should think Daniel Johns.
The Breakaway, yes.
Yes, and then you have Andrew's sisters. So, well, there you go.
Overlap them, dovetail, Daniel Andrews. The new Premier in Victoria. Well done. Now, let's see how everyone else goes with this cryptic crooning, a formula that was put together, I should say, by Richard Glover of 702. A great idea. This one is our final one, and it relates to a story in two ways. So we'd love to know what the two clues are to this one story. Here is the audio.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
Redemption. That's a massive news story from March. That one piece of audio relates to that one story in two ways.
Okay.
The clever clogs will find out what those two ways are.
Look, and if you're a clever clog, let us know the answer to that. 0418 226 576. See how you go with Mr. Astle's doozy for this morning, David. Thank you so much.
I'll see you on Friday.
More sizzling guests Friday. We won't hear from us tomorrow because of certain events.